Washington Governor Jay Inslee has vetoed a bill that would have shielded the state legislature from some public records laws. News organizations sued lawmakers last year for refusing to release documents under Washington State's Public Records Act. Now that the governor has vetoed that bill, lawmakers have said they're going to work with news organizations on a compromise rather than try to override the veto. Let's understand exactly how all of this happened in Washington, and joining us to help us with that is Austin Jenkins, a reporter for the Northwest News Network in Olympia. Hi there, Austin.
Hello, great to be here.
Okay, so the background's really important here because we had mentioned that news organizations in the state had sued the legislature under the Public Records Act. Last year, Northwest News Network was amongst those who sued. For full disclosure here. But the bill the governor just vetoed actually came after a judge's ruling. So help us understand how we got here.
Yeah, right. That judge ruled in favor of the media as it relates to records held by individual lawmakers. In fact, the judge said that the legislative leaders were in violation of the law because they had been refusing to disclose records that reporters had requested. So that happened back in January here in Thurston County, where the Capitol is located. Legislative leaders, you know, didn't appreciate that ruling and responded very quickly by introducing this bill and moving it through very quickly.
Okay, so just to be clear here, legislators were told by a court in Washington that they needed to comply with state law and disclose some records upon request from the media. They didn't like that, and so instead they wrote a bill that would have curtailed that ruling or gotten them around that?
Right. This bill would have exempted them from the voter-approved Public Records Act, the very law that the judge said they were subject to. And, you know, this is a law that is really fundamental to the sort of the fiber and the culture of this state. You know, public records, access, transparency, it's kind of in our DNA here in Washington State. So it exempts them from the Public Records Act. It would have prevented the release of the past records that had been requested, the very records the judge said were being improperly withheld. But then lawmakers said, actually what this does is it sheds some new light, some new sunlight on the legislative process, because going forward, starting in July of this year, they would have allowed the release of their calendars and communications with lobbyists, as well as final dispositions in cases of misconduct.
Okay, so they're trying to defend their efforts there, but I also understand that lawmakers pushed this bill through in 48 hours without any public debate?
The process was stunning. So we've kind of moved past the policy bill phase of our legislative session into the budget phase. This is a short election year session supposed to adjourn next Thursday. This bill pops up out of nowhere on a Wednesday. It gets a brief work session, not a formal public hearing, on a Thursday. And then it's rushed to the floor last Friday, voted out of both chambers within about 20 minutes. It happened so quickly that reporters in one chamber didn't have time to get to the other chamber before it started being debated. It had an emergency clause, meaning it would go into effect immediately and would not be subject to referendum by the public. This sparked a huge outcry. More than a dozen newspapers editorialized on the front page. The Seattle Times hasn't done a front page editorial in more than 100 years. The response over the last week was tremendous.
My eyebrows are rising higher and higher and higher on my forehead with every sentence you're uttering here, Austin. But the governor has vetoed this bill, even though it passed the legislature, both chambers of the legislature, with a veto-proof majority. So that brings us to where we are now. Why is it that the legislature has decided to rethink this rather than just override the veto?
Well, yeah, I have to believe it has something to do with the power of public opinion. and it was a dramatic moment last night, because even before the governor's veto was announced, we started getting letters from legislators that they had sent to the governor saying, you know what, we made a mistake here. And they actually used that word, a mistake, and said, you should veto this. We need a do-over. and so the governor vetoed it. There was some behind-the-scenes negotiations with the newspaper publishers. The final deal is the bill gets vetoed. The legislature pledges to create a task force to work with the media and open government advocates over the next several months to try to come up with a new proposal, a redo for the 2019 legislature.
Okay, and have they given sort of a timeline then for this new task force and when a new proposal might see the light of day?
They're giving themselves 9 months.
9 months. Okay, so not 48 yeah,
Not 48 hours.
Wow.
These are complicated matters.
Well, exactly, right? Which is why what happened in the past several days in Washington is so perplexing. And the fact is that Washington is not unique to, in shielding legislators from some public disclosure laws. But I'm wondering, how have people around the state been reacting to all that's been going on? And have you been hearing from folks from outside Washington about all that's happened in the past couple of days?
Yeah. And I do want to just mention that lawsuit continues, by the way. There is an appeal. It'll likely go to the Washington Supreme Court. But yeah, this has galvanized people in a way that I think is unprecedented. Certainly in my 15 years covering the state capitol, the governor's office got like 20,000 phone calls and emails. They said it was unprecedented for them. These front page editorials, very significant. And what I think it is really a cautionary tale for other states and other state lawmakers who may be saying, we want to mess with transparency. Voters are pretty touchy about that, it appears.
Well, Austin Jenkins is a reporter for the Northwest News Network, speaking to us from Olympia, Washington. Austin, thank you so much.
You're welcome.